Yeah, it's definitely tough, you know, because what you want to see is you want to see some of the backups play against the best, against the first team of the opposing team in a game, or the first team in practice. So now that's one play that Alshon Jeffrey's not getting and someone else is getting, or it's one play that that Jordan Mills is getting and some isn't getting and someone's getting. And so, you know, there is that little bit of inconsistency. You're not always playing with the same guy, throwing to the same guy, handing it to the same guy, because you're trying to find out, can guys play against the good players? You know, they might play well against a guy that's not going to make the team, and that doesn't do you any good in the valuation. So it is a tough balancing act. It happens every year, and luckily we're in a position where, you know, we have enough good players that it's going to be tough. You know, very much so. But the positive of that is it's given us an opportunity to give reps to other players, and it's opened the door for them. And so that's what's making it tough, is there's some guys that have played well, and we have to make tough decisions on what we see. Josh has done a nice job being a physical receiver. He gets in and out of cuts well, and he's made contested catches in practice. So it's going to be a case of showing consistency to do that day in and day out. That's important. That's what we need to see next. You know, we're still working on that. As Mark said earlier, we're going to meet later today and talk about exactly, you know, we really wanted this week to be about 3 days of getting better as a team as well. So we put a lot of emphasis on yesterday and today being good on good, ones versus ones, twos versus twos, and really to time up our offense and defense, and then had a third of the practice to be against the opponent and to work those kind of things. So we didn't really take a lot of time to say exactly who's going to play in the game.